Unit 19, Modern Agriculture, Part 1, Warming Up. 看一下这个部分啊，主要是呢要一个表格叫 graph， 怎么样讨论这个表格？有几个问题。这个表格怎么念 ？Growth of major farm products 叫 products， 表格念 graph。这是 grain 粮食 ，cotton 棉 ，oil 油啊 ，sugar 糖 ，meat 肉。fish 鱼类产品 ，fruit 水果产品啊，这几个年度的百分比啊 ，percentages。下面有几个问题，咱们看一下啊。Look at the graph， 看这个表 ，discuss the following questions。问题中有些词汇呢，需要大家注意一下怎么读音。比如说第一个题啊 ，How are people's eating habits changing over the years？ 就这么多年来啊，从80年代到90年代，人们饮食习惯。有什么变化 ？Why do you think this happens？ 为什么这么变化？特别第二题这个单词啊 ，How has agricultural produce changed？ 这个主语部分是呢，名词是不念 produce， 念 produce； 形容词呢不念 agricultural， 农业产品。这个词汇在高考里考过，希望大家注意一下啊。What do you think of？caused these changes， 你认为呢？你认为啊，这个是造成这种变化的根源是什么 ？What effects do you think the changes in eating habits will have on agriculture or nature？ 这 on 也很重要，就这个 effects 是影响，就你认为这种饮食习惯的变化所产生的影响，对农业、对大自然是些什么影响？所以这影响。effects 后面跟一个 on， 这是高考的考题，一个重要的考题啊。在饮食方面 ，in 这介词的变化啊。下面注意呢，咱们在做的时候呢，可以用这个样子来回答这几个问题。比如说，首先 ，first Chinese people are eating more meat， 吃肉比较多了，过去素食，现在以肉为主啊，以肉为比较多了。Next, farmers have to raise more pigs. 所以呢，怎么样？当然就是因为需要，所以就该多生产肉类啊。Sheep and cattle. So more grass is needed to feed more sheep and cattle. 所以呢，进一步呢，肉类呢需要牧场，需要草等等。再往下说，就不再给你多说了。请注意呢，有几个单词的读音非常重要。How do you pronounce the following group of words? 这个属于词汇的这个派生啊。从第一个词。动词怎么很熟悉，就 produce 的变化，用转换法拼写不变，读音变化，由动词变成名词， produce 变成 produce， 成为农业产品啊。然后下面呢又变成名词， production 生产， producer 生产者或者制造者，或者说咱们生产工农业产品，另外比如咱们文化产品啊，这个电影的制片人叫制片人，叫 producer 啊。然后这个字就是产品，跟这个 produce 一样念product, produce, 这是以农产品为主，这是包括各种产品。然后呢，形容词 productive, 生产的，生产力，名词 productivity。所以这几个单词呢，需要好好查查词典，好好练一练啊。Now listening part, 听一下有关录音，做一下练习。
One, listen to the tape. The passage you hear talks about farming and nature.Are like two flowers on the same tree. When farming goes against nature, all kinds of environmental problems are the result. In ancient times, when people began using the land, farming was not as it is today. Early farmers moved around the country. They burnt a part of the forest and used this land for 1 or 2 years. When they could no longer grow crops on the land, they moved on and repeated this somewhere else.Agriculture in this way destroys nature and results in floods and droughts. Some people in South America still practice this kind of farming. Over the past 20 to 25 years, farmers have recognized some old truths already known to ancient Chinese farmers. Farming should not go against nature. If the soil is too poor, chemicals can help improve it and grow better crops. But this may damage or destroy land surrounding the farms. Instead, farmers should look for other methods. In the early 16th century, brothers Tan and Xiao Zhao of Jiangsu province
cheaply bought fields along lakes nobody wanted because they were too wet. They built dikes around the fields, turning the fields into fish ponds. And they became fish farmers. They also planted fruit trees on the dikes and kept chickens and ducks. They were very successful farmers.
2. Which of the following sentences are true and which are false?
Farming and nature are like two flowers on the same tree. When farming goes against nature, all kinds of environmental problems are the result. In ancient times, when people began using the land, farming was not as it is today. Early farmers moved around the country. They burnt a part of the forest and used this land for 1 or 2 years. When they could no longer grow crops on the land, they moved on and repeated this somewhere else. Agriculture in this way destroys nature and results in floods and droughts. Some people in South America still practice this kind of farming. Over the past 20 to 25 years, farmers have recognized some old truths already known to ancient Chinese farmers. Farming should not go against nature. If the soil is too poor, chemicals can help improve it and grow better crops. But this may damage or destroy land surrounding the farms. Instead, farmers should look for other methods. In the early 16th century, brothers Tan and Xiao Zhao of Jiangsu province cheaply bought fields along lakes nobody wanted because they were too wet. They built dikes around the fields, turning the fields into fish ponds. And they became fish farmers. They also planted fruit trees on the dikes and kept chickens and ducks. They were very successful farmers.
3. Listen to the tape and complete the sentences by using your own words.
Farming and nature are like two flowers on the same tree. When farming goes against nature, all kinds of environmental problems are the result. In ancient times, when people began using the land, farming was not as it is today. Early farmers moved around the country. They burnt a part of the forest and used this land for 1 or 2 years. When they could no longer grow crops on the land, they moved on and repeated this somewhere else. Agriculture in this way destroys nature and results in floods and droughts. Some people in South America still practice this kind of farming. Over the past 20 to 25 years, farmers have recognized some old truths already known to ancient Chinese farmers. Farming should not go against nature. If the soil is too poor, chemicals can help improve it and grow better crops. But this may damage or destroy land surrounding the farms. Instead, farmers should look for other methods. In the early 16th century, brothers Tan and Xiao Zhao of Jiangsu province cheaply bought fields along lakes nobody wanted because they were too wet. They built dikes around the fields, turning the fields into fish ponds. And they became fish farmers. They also planted fruit trees on the dikes and kept chickens and ducks. They were very successful farmers.
So much for part 1.